It's Monday, December 4th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Hardline Muslims on the outskirts of Nairobi, Kenya, Africa, attacked a Christian widow's children, ages 13, 17, and 21, at 5:30 a.m. on November 17th, leaving two of them seriously injured and still in pain 11 days after the assault. The gang beat them so badly that blood was found throughout the front room, a Christian neighbor told Morningstar News. After smashing through a window, one Muslim said, quote, "We have warned you several times to stop taking the children to church. You have become an embarrassment to our clan, as well as the entire Muslim community. We are here today to finish you and your children," end quote. If you'd like to help persecuted Christians like this family, visit ChristianAid.org. Despite Sudan's systematic bombardment of its own Christian civilians, the U.S. government is reported to be on the verge of dropping Sudan from its state sponsors of terrorists, reports Christian Today. The controversial move follows the lifting of sanctions against Khartoum in September. Under pressure from Saudi Arabia, Washington has improved its relations with Sudan. There are currently thousands of Sudanese soldiers fighting Saudi's war in Yemen, of whom 400 have been killed. Saudi and Qatar gave the deeply indebted Khartoum regime $2.2 billion. Regardless of Sudan's ongoing human rights abuses, both the USA and the European Union are seeking to repair relations with Khartoum. Washington is motivated by its need to be seen to include as many Muslim nations as possible in its coalition against radical Islam. However, Sudan provided sanctuary for jihadists, including Osama bin Laden, for 5 years, and it only recently severed its links with both Iran and Hezbollah under pressure from Saudi Arabia. Michael Flynn, Trump's ex-national security advisor, pled guilty to lying to the FBI and is now cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe, reports CNBC. A leading criminal defense attorney says Flynn's plea deal means that Mueller believes information from Flynn will help him indict other Trump administration figures in the case. However, former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta doubted that dealings with the Russians rose to the level of criminal violations.
This was very unusual. Whether it breaks the law or not, I think that's probably a stretch.
The U.S. Senate narrowly approved a major tax overhaul on Friday, giving the Republicans and President Donald Trump a big boost, reports Reuters. Trump tweeted, quote, "We are one step closer to delivering massive tax cuts for working families across America," end quote. Late changes introduced by GOP leaders included helping millions of companies whose owners pay individual, not corporate, taxes on their profits by allowing deductions of 23%, up from 17.4%. Also, people would be allowed to deduct up to $10,000 in property taxes. Plus, deductions for state and local income taxes and moving expenses would vanish. The standard deduction used by most Americans would nearly double to $12,000 for individuals and $24,000 for couples. And the per-child tax credit would grow. The bill would also abolish the Obamacare requirement that most people buy health coverage or face tax penalties. Not one Democrat voted for the bill, but they were unable to block it because Republicans hold a 52-48 Senate majority. Republican Senator Bob Corker, who is not running for re-election, was the lone no vote from the GOP. The percentage of born-again Christians in America continues to decline, according to a survey by the American Culture and Faith Institute. And worse than that, only a minority of the faithful believe they have a strong personal responsibility to share the gospel. Researcher George Barnes said, quote, "Christianity in America is going through a time of substantial challenge. The church at large is not likely to grow in the future unless some fundamental changes in practice are made. Fewer churches emphasize and equip people for evangelism these days, and the results are obvious and undeniable. The implications of ignoring gospel outreach, especially among children who are the most receptive audience to the gospel, are enormous," end quote. Matthew 28:19-20 records the last words of Jesus before his ascension. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. According to his attorneys, Democrat Congressman John Conyers of Michigan will decide in the next few days whether to resign in the face of sexual harassment allegations involving three women, reports Politico.com. Republican Congressman Robert Pittenger of North Carolina has asked the American people to pray for Congress in light of the slew of sexual misconduct allegations, reports Christian Headlines. A champion of a zero-tolerance policy on sexual harassment, Pittenger asked, quote, please pray for us. Pray for those who are your leaders. They are people with clay feet. We must live at a higher standard, and people should expect that from us. We all need to be upheld, end quote. 1 Timothy 2, 1-2 admonishes us to pray for all those in authority. And finally, one family in Sudbury, Massachusetts are the real-life Griswolds from the movie Christmas Vacation. According to the Good News Network, police officers pulled over the minivan with a massive Christmas tree strapped to the roof, which was so big that its greenery was spilling out over the sides of the car. Look at a pretty humorous picture taken by the cops, linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In fact, to the family's credit, they had secured yellow caution tape around the tree in hopes that it would encourage motorists to give them a wider berth. Thankfully, the boys in blue only wrote them a warning. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, December 4th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.